We haven't seen any huge headlines of late about the proposed new bridge between Detroit and Windsor, but it doesn't mean things aren't buzzing away behind the scenes. For one thing, the Canadians have chosen the team who will actually build the new international trade crossing bridge. The Detroit Free Press' John Gallagher has been looking at the progress and obstacles for the new bridge to Windsor. John, first to the progress. Tell us about this team Canada has chosen to build the bridge.
Okay, well, they've hired a man named Michael Cotillo, who is the CEO of the project, sort of the ramrod of the whole thing. He's a professional engineer by training from Toronto, and he has spent most of his career with the Ontario Minister of Transportation doing building expressways and that kind of thing, so he's very well qualified. As of a couple of weeks ago, he took up his new office in Windsor, and he's hiring his team. He'll be hiring 40 or 50 staffers to help him, and they'll be putting out bids and hiring contractors and eventually, you know, setting tolls sometime down the road for the new bridge. So the thing which has up to now been sort of a political question, is it going to happen? That's more or less been settled, and now we're in the early stages of, well, who's going to do it? How do we hire them? When do bids go out? All that kind of stuff.
And so we've got that important piece of the puzzle in place. We still have Governor Snyder certainly solidly behind the new bridge and the Canadian government. But I'm wondering, can the progress toward this bridge withstand any changes in those players, regime changes, if you will?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the main obstacle, I suppose, are probably the lawsuits that the Maroon family, owner of the Ambassador Bridge, which is opposing this new bridge because it'll cost them a lot of business. The lawsuits are probably the main obstacle out there right now. The Maroons have failed to stop it so far, but they're still pursuing litigation in both Canada and the United States on a variety of fronts. You know, you never know if they might win one of those. But beyond that, if somehow there's a change of leadership in either Canada or in Michigan, if Governor Snyder loses, would that make any difference? And I think that's an unknown. I think the answer is probably not. I think the project is both viewed as too important by everybody, as well as too far along at this point with legal contracts signed, you know, for people to sort of back out of it. But, you know, you never know. If there's a major national recession, if the Canadian authorities decide they're spending too much money on this, I mean, who knows? It's always possible until that first traffic is crossing the bridge. It's always sort of, you know, what if?
Well, John, let's circle back, if you will, to Maddie Maroon. It is in your piece for the Free Press, one lawyer told you that this Ambassador Bridge owner is not going to let this bridge happen without, in his words, fighting like a dog. Is there anything new in this fight besides a lot of billable hours for Maddie Maroon's lawyers?
Right. Well, I guess the next stage would be that MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, has to start buying land on the Detroit side to build the approaches to the bridge and also where the federal inspection plaza will come, where cars and trucks are inspected. And Maddie Maroon owns some land down there. And, you know, the state law on seizing land for public infrastructure is pretty clear. He could still make a fuss. He could still, you know, fight that. He would probably lose that one because, as I said, the law is pretty clear on the ability of the government to seize that land. But, you know, there's a whole variety of ways he can try to fight it or delay it. So that's probably the next one. He's got some environmental lawsuits going in Canada. In Washington, D.C., he's fighting just the basic premise of the government granting a permit for this bridge. You know, the lawsuits take a long time. They'll be fighting these for a long time. But as I said, he's unlikely to prevail, but he might. I mean, it's not impossible to think that he might.
And then there's that, let's say, awkward matter of the United States, the Obama administration not coughing up the $250 million to build a new customs plaza. What is new with that?
Senator Levin, Senator Stabenow, John Dingell, you know, the other members of the Michigan delegation are lobbying hard to get the government to commit to this. The problem is, of course, is that the total cost of the bridge itself is about $1 billion, and that would include the, you know, the connection to I-75 and the Customs Plaza. And of that, Canada is fronting all the money except for the U.S. Customs Plaza. And if the U.S. government does not agree to pony up and pay for that, the alternatives are a little weird. I mean, Canada could agree to pay for it up front, but it's yet one more piece of the sort of the U.S.-Michigan obligation that Canada's agreed to front. And that creates some bad feelings and makes perhaps Canada less willing to make concessions to Michigan on issues that are important, like naming the bridge, for example. You would think that a name should appeal to both Michiganders as well as Canadians. Well, if Canada is just paying for everything, including the U.S. Customs Plaza, maybe they could just say, well, we'll just name it whatever we want and not even consult you guys. You know, it could create some bad feelings. So what's happening is that the delegation and Governor Snyder are working hard to get the U.S. federal government to commit to this, but it's still up in the air.
And bottom line, how confident, John Gallagher, are the major players that we will be driving over that new bridge by that target date of 2020?
The major players, the governor, the leaders of Canada, all say it's 100%. My view as a journalist looking at this and covering it for a long time is probably about 80%. I would say it's probably going to be built, but there are these lingering possibilities out there that something could get in the way. I think the number and the seriousness of the roadblocks is diminishing, but it's still not quite a done deal.
Detroit Free Press business writer John Gallagher, always a pleasure talking with you, John. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.